Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We continue with the verse number 59 of Surah Al-Ahzab, in which Allah Rabbul Izzah gives instruction which pertains to the women of the believers. In this verse, Allah Rabbul Izzah addresses the women by saying, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, O Nabi of Allah, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكْ, tell your daughters, وَبَنَاتِكْ, and your women, and your daughters, your wives and your daughters, وَنِسَاءَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the general Muslim women. So this instruction which is to come about hijab, it's not only for the wives of the Prophet or the daughters of the Prophet, but the general masses of the Muslimin. And there are those within the public domain now who are postulating that hijab, the covering of the face, was only for the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. No, that is not the case. It was for the general masses of all the women. يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنْ, that they are to draw upon themselves their jilbab. The Mufassirun have written that the women of Medina used to go to the low-lying areas of their date plantation to relieve themselves at night. And some hypocrites and others used to stand beside the road and interfere with the women as they passed. Although they interfered only with the slave women, they sometimes mistook other women as slaves. And it was also a practice of the Jews and other enemies of Islam that when Muslim army was out, they used to alarm the Muslims in Medina by shouting that an enemy is approaching or that the Muslim army has been defeated, instructing the Muslim women to conceal themselves. Allah Rabbul Izzah had given this instruction. The word jalabib or jilbab is a large shawl that covers a woman from head to toe. So this verse instructs women to drape the shawl over their head as well, thereby covering their own entire body. And in this way, a free woman could be recognized from a slave woman, because a slave woman was not required to cover her face and her hands. She was allowed to leave that open because her great objective of her existence was to serve her master. And with her face covered and hands covered, that would be problematic, would be difficult for her. So free women could now be recognized from slave women, because slave women were not required to cover themselves so thoroughly because of their menial task. And in this way, free women would not run the risk of being harassed by these uncouth ruffians. What we need to understand also is that this instruction was given as a general instruction to all the mu'min women. And the ulama have then responded to explain and say that, in fact, in the initial days, they would leave just one eye open with a jilbab that came from the head. And later on, ulama allowed for both eyes to be open because of, you know, the harm that would be come to people having their eyes covered up. So this is a clear instruction that has come from the verses of the Noble Quran. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu explains that the verse to mean that women should cover themselves in such a manner that the entire body is covered with only a small opening for the eyes to see. And he says that free women can be differentiated from slave women in the way that no one interferes with them. Although it is not permissible to interfere with slave women, when free women don the hijab properly, then people will be overawed by that and they would not interfere with them. Then furthermore, as the verses continue, Allah Rabbul Izzah then instructs the believers by saying, La illam yantahil munafiqun, if the hypocrites do not stop, referring to the Jews and the munafiqun, if the hypocrites do not stop this action of theirs, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِ مَرَضٍ, and those with disease in the heart, the weak Muslims, وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, and those who spread rumors in Medina, if all of them do not desist from their action, لَنُغْرِيَنَّكَ بِهِمْ, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, we will definitely grant you, O Nabi of Allah, authority over them, ثُمَّ لَا يُجَاوِرُونَكَ فِيهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and after which they will hardly be able to live with you in Medina. This verse warns those people that if they did not mend their ways, Allah will command Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to treat these people, the munafiqun and others, as enemies, and perhaps wage jihad against them, and they will not be able to then live peacefully in Medina. Describing verses further, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Mal'uneen, they are cursed. Aynama thuqifu, wherever they go after being expelled from Medina, ukhidhu, they will be seized, waqutilu taqtila, and they will be massacred. If they did not desist from these activities, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, we will empower you over them. In a short while, you will expel them from Medina. And the time that they will remain, they will remain disgraced and fearful. The Jews were eventually expelled from Medina, while the hypocrites probably changed their ways after having heard this threat. They therefore saved themselves from the punishment. So the hypocrites, and if you look at now, those who have been accursed in this verse, they remain accursed till today. Sunnat Allah fil ladina khalaw min qabl. Allah Rabbul Izzah then further elaborates by saying that this has been the such has been the way of Allah. Fil ladina khalaw min qabl, those who passed before. Walan tajid sunnati Allah tabdila, and you will not find a change in the way of Allah. In other words, that this has always been the norm of Allah. Those who caused mischief against the Prophet and spread rumors, they were disgraced, they were humiliated, and they were punished in this way. And this has been the way of Allah. The author of Ruh al-Ma'ani has written to the Munafiqun, slackened in their mischief after the revelation of this verse, whereas they were saved from being banished and killed. And the Munafiqun referred to this verse. Some of them actually joined with the Jews and were then banished from Medina. From the Jewish tribe, the Banu Qurayza were banished from Medina, while the men of the Banu Nadir were all put to the sword and their families taken as prisoners. The Jews played a major role in spreading false rumors to scare the Muslimin. Allah Rabbul Izzah then continues but into the next verses by speaking about Qiyamah. Yas'aluka an-nasu 'anis sa'ah. People ask you about Qiyamah. In an effort to refute the advent of Qiyamah, the Kuffar used to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell us, when exactly will this Qiyamah take place that you are talking about? قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا إِنَّ اللَّهِ. The knowledge about it is with Allah. Nobody else has knowledge about it. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. What do you know? Perhaps Qiyamah may be very, very close. You'll be surprised to know that perhaps it's closer than you even imagine. Qiyamah time is unknown, and therefore we need to prepare ourselves for Qiyamah, that it doesn't occur in a moment where we are unmindful. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَئِرًا. Verily Allah has cursed the disbelievers and prepared the blaze for them. Even if the kuffar seem to be enjoying the good life, they are constantly under the curse of Allah, which cannot be regarded as really a good life when you're under the curse of Allah. And therefore, they will have to suffer the eternal punishment of the year after. They will remain in Jahannam, khalidina fiha. Eternally, they will abide in it. لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. They will not find any protecting friend nor any helper. On the day, يوم تقلب وجوهم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا رسوله. And the day when their faces will be overturned in the fire, and at that time they'll say, if only we followed Allah and His Messenger. They will lament about their pitiable plight, and they will say that, Rabbana inna ata'na sadatana wa kubra'ana fa'adhalluna sabila. Allah, we followed our leaders and our elders, and they misled us. So we should have the opportunity to continue obeying Allah and His Messenger. We need to be steadfast in that, so the time doesn't come where we lament the fact that we didn't comply and didn't observe that. May Allah grant us the understanding.